Vermont Senator and presidential candidate Bernie Sanders was back in the Granite State over the weekend. In the time since his last visit, Sanders' stock has risen considerably, and he's emerged as the main challenger for Hillary Clinton. NHPR's Sam Evans Brown reports now the challenge for the Sanders campaign is how to turn its most abundant resource, that's enthusiastic volunteers, into electoral success.
This town hall meeting in Manchester had 400 seats set out for Bernie Sanders' visit on Saturday. All of them were full, and people were standing in the aisles. They've come for the message that Sanders has been delivering with the consistency of a jackhammer for his whole political career.
Today, well over 50% of all new income is going to the top 1%. You are living in a rigged economy where the rich get much richer, everybody else gets poorer, and together we are going to change that.
Sanders' platform is straight from a progressive's wish list. Publicly funded colleges and elections, a $15 an hour minimum wage, aggressive action on climate change, and paid family and medical leave for all. And there is a lot of love out there for Bernie Sanders. Recent polls from Gallup, Marist, and Quinnipiac have found that in Iowa, New Hampshire, and nationally, Sanders is the only candidate of either party that more people view favorably than unfavorably. And all of his meetings this weekend, events in Exeter, Franklin, Claremont, and Rollinsford, were standing room only. But despite the unexpected and rapid rise since his announcement in May, Sanders still trails Hillary Clinton in the polls by a huge margin, which is why last week, what one could perhaps call the real work of his campaign began. That's when, on Wednesday, there were more than 3,000 organizing parties nationwide, 37 of which were in New Hampshire. At those parties, perhaps as many as 100,000 potential Sanders volunteers heard a simulcast of Bernie marshaling them from D.C.
The only way we take on the billionaire class in corporate America and these people who have unbelievable amounts of money and power.
Here's the plan. Sanders has less money than Clinton and has disavowed using a super PAC to support the campaign. So he'll rely on people, unpaid people.
The only way I know that we do that is when we put together a strong grassroots movement of millions and millions of people. And that is what I mean by a political revolution, and that is what you are involved in today.
Sanders finishes, and an aide named Claire Sandberg steps up.
We need you to bring this movement to your community by doing unglamorous but essential work, like knocking on doors, calling voters, voter registration.
This is how the Sanders campaign is hoping to turn big crowds into something more concrete. Success at the polls.
It's not staff-driven. The staff can help organize folks.
Kurt Ehrenberg is Sanders' campaign manager in New Hampshire.
But we are now going to create local teams all across the state that will have local team leaders, volunteers. These local team leaders will have a team of folks who can give a few hours a week, a day a week, whatever it may be.
Sanders' campaign has the most staff in Iowa, perhaps in part because getting people to the caucuses is a hassle logistically, but also because maybe Sanders is expecting an easier time with name recognition in neighboring New Hampshire. There is also paid staff in headquarters at Burlington, a small operation just starting in South Carolina, and Ehrenberg says they'll be hiring in Nevada soon. The staff will function as organizers, funneling canvassing maps and voter lists out to local leaders. States with no staff will be talking directly to Burlington. Ehrenberg says volunteers will reach out to other volunteers, trying to get them to move up a so-called ladder of engagement.
Someone gets in touch with them, asks them to come to a local meeting. They come to the local meeting, they decide, yeah, I could go to take a clipboard to the farmer's market Saturday morning. So they do that. You know, they're engaged and they get more enthusiastic. They bring other people in, and that's a grassroots movement.
Sanders is not the only one that will be doing this kind of organizing. Campaigns have been getting serious about engaging the grassroots following Obama's coup in 2008. But the difference is that volunteers will likely be by far the greatest asset the Sanders campaign has. However, there is still a major hurdle that the effort will need to clear if it has any hope of prevailing over Clinton. The challenge is to broaden his appeal.
I think a big thing for me is that I see all these countries outside of the United States, Denmark and Sweden and all those countries, that they have awesome services for their people that live there. And
Gabby Teed turned up for that organizing meeting in New Boston. Her and her mother both have tattoos all up and down their arms and say caring for the underserved is their number one issue.
We're supposed to be the greatest country, and I hate to say, but we're not.
At this particular meeting, socialist is not a dirty word. And in the parking lot, there's a camper van covered with bumper stickers that say things like, corporations are not people, and don't tread on my Obamacare. It's not yet clear if Sanders can appeal to more than just the most progressive Democrats and attract a broad coalition of voters like the one that handed Barack Obama the Democratic nomination in 2008. A Washington Post poll from mid-July finds that Sanders is viewed less favorably by non-white Democratic voters, though a large portion still have no opinion of him as well. Clinton, on the other hand, actually does better with non-white Democrats than with whites.
You know, we have work to do to, frankly, get Bernie more well-known in some other parts of the country with some other kind of demographic groups. So we're working, we understand that, and we're working on that.
If that work doesn't bear fruit, Sanders' campaign may also struggle to attract another potential type of voter to his coalition, people like Beth Widmire.
I'm a little reluctant to buy in on the Hillary message because I think it's more or less expedient right now for her.
She came to this organizing party, says income inequality is her number one issue, but she can't commit yet.
I mean, I think philosophically I'm with Bernie all the way. I just don't, the practicality of his candidacy, I guess, is a little bit of an issue with me.
Sanders' volunteer-driven effort has between now and February to gather enough momentum to convince voters like Widmire that he will be a viable candidate in the general election.
But our job, brothers and sisters, is to make a political revolution.
Back in Manchester, apart from just signing up a few hundred new potential volunteers as they walked in the door of his town hall, Sanders has a big ask for his audience.
It means going out of our zone of comfort. It is easy to talk to your family and your friends and people who agree with you. It is a lot harder to reach out to good people who disagree with you. Okay? And that is what our job is.
Just how far beyond their zone of comfort the volunteer-driven Sanders campaign can push itself is the big question. And the answer will play itself out as the organizing begins in earnest over the coming months. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.